Hey everyone, my name's Armando, and this is my podcast. What will we talk about? Honestly, I don't know. Right now, I'm probably going to just tell you who I am, where I am. Not exactly, that'd be weird. But what I've gotten in the last few years. I'm, 22? I was born in 96. So I'm not old. I guess I'm a millennial. I'm freezing right now. I'm actually at work, but nobody's gonna bother me because I just drive around right now in a golf cart as my security guard. That's my job right now. And the funny thing is, that's not where I pictured myself in 5 years from when I graduated college. Well, 3 years. I graduated college 19, so 3 years. 3 years after I graduated college, I did not see myself where I am right now. Did not see that at all. In fact, I didn't see myself here in high school. And it's weird because you never know where you're going to be. You used to picture all these different things and just sometimes you don't even end up with what you thought you were going to be. I mean, if I would go, I mean, I could go far back. I mean, if you want, I guess this is my story. So I'm going to say it in the way I want to say it. And this is, if you want to listen to it, then you do. And if you don't, you don't. My name is Armando Choa. I'm 22. My dreams were, or my dream was, to become a fireman. I don't know. It's just something I wanted to be. It seems like everybody else wanted to be a fireman, but that wasn't why I wanted to be a fireman. The reason I believe I wanted to be a fireman was because to me, it was a great idea to be able to help, be helpful to everyone else. You know, I wanted to save a life. I don't care if it risked mine and cost me mine, but if I saved someone, if just one person, I thought that would be the best thing in the world. And that was me as a child. And that seems weird to think. A child thinking, hey, when I grow up, I'm going to risk my life, and if I die doing saving someone else's, then that's what was going to happen. And I never thought that's what I would be, and some people think that's crazy, but that's how I was, and that's what I wanted to do. And maybe that's because of my role model. You know, my role model was my mother. She's still alive. Don't say she's not. She's alive. And she was the biggest role model to me. She did a lot of things, and one of the things she's done, the most prominent thing, is she's a caregiver. She takes care of old people like no other person I've ever seen. She puts up with these people that have Alzheimer's. They have all types of diseases, and some people just can't handle it, but she just calmly takes it. She's the most patient I could ever see, and I think that's my hero. If anyone, you know, everybody has a superhero, but my real superhero would be my mother for sure, because she's just someone that put up with everything that she did. She put up with 5 sons, and all of them she raised by herself, basically. And it's crazy to think that. To me, my mom is my superhero. I wanted to be a fireman. Let's get back to that. Now, that was something I always dreamed of becoming. You know, it was just there. I kept it in the back of my head ever since I was a kid. Grew up always being wanted to be a fireman. You know, I was good at sports. I was athletic, and I could do all the different sports. I was good at it all. At least I thought I was, you know, to blame me if you saw from the outside. Who knows, maybe I sucked terribly, but to me, it looked like I was a good idea. I could hit a baseball far, throw the ball far. I would throw a football, I could catch, I could do it all. Just like everybody else could when they were young, I guess. And it just seemed like all those things were great, but I never played actual team sports because I just didn't have the money, I guess you could say. I was poor. Still am. I mean, it's just my problem. I was raised in not in a rich family, and you know what? Some people complain, say, oh, I was poor and I hated it. I may have been poor, but I could say because I was poor, I became humble from it. And I understand when I see people who aren't come from my situation and kids who come from my situation, I understand them. I understand how they feel when they wish they have money and they could buy what they want. So I understand how that is. Anyways, I'll continue my story on the next one episode, because I actually don't know how long these can actually go now, because like I said, it's been such a long time since I used Anchor. If you're interested, definitely stick to them, subscribe, or hit follow. I don't know. Anyways, thanks for hearing me out. And this is Armando, my story.